Happening tonight, a vigil is being held for the man hit and killed trying to get away from an immigration raid. The raid happened at the Home Depot in Monrovia. Immigrant rights groups also demanding answers following his death. NBC4's Carmen Dickerson joins us live from Monrovia with a response now as well from the Department of Homeland Security. Karma.
Yes, when federal agents descended on this Home Depot parking lot, really day laborers ran in all directions. We talked with the man who ran straight ahead of me, hurting himself as he tried to get over a fence. And then we know at least one person went that way to the 210 freeway where he was hit by a car and he died.
In the aftermath of this immigration raid in Monrovia Thursday, where federal agents descended on a Home Depot, 10 day laborers are believed to have been arrested. Another died in an apparent escape attempt.
His name is Roberto Carlos Montoya Valdez, originally from Jutiapa in Guatemala.
This is cell phone video from a passerby on the 210 freeway showing the body of a man who had been hit by a car just yards from where federal officers were arresting day laborers below. What exactly led up to the man running onto the freeway is unclear.
Was it intentional? I don't think that was the case, but it ended up in a brother being killed.
In a statement, the Department of Homeland Security said this individual was not being pursued by any DHS law enforcement. Pablo Alvarado is with the National Day Labor Organizing Network.
Whether they were chasing him or not, the fact is that when you have operations of this kind, the first reaction of any human being is to run.
And many others in the Home Depot parking lot did just that yesterday. Matias says his boss told him to run because immigration was there. He got away, but he hurt himself jumping on a fence. Sebastian tells us he also got away.
En estos días no sabemos si van a detener personas sin documentos o con documentos.
He says some people run regardless of their immigration status.
Era buena persona, el pobre.
Meanwhile, a man who says he was a good friend of the late Montoya Valdez gets choked up.
Es difícil.
As he talks about how the two of them used to drive together to seek work at Home Depot.
Whatever people are in this immigration debate, a human being died, and that's unacceptable, and that should touch the heart of any person.
And tonight here in Monrovia, there is going to be a vigil for that man who died. You might be able to hear the music just starting now as people are starting to gather in memory of him. Also, as you mentioned, calling for accountability, really trying to understand more about what exactly happened here. And to that point, we have reached out to the Department of Homeland Security about more details about what exactly unfolded during this raid. They again saying that they were not pursuing that man, but we asked details about the operation overall in general. Additionally, we're still waiting to hear back from the Guatemalan consulate. Reporting live, I'm Karma Dickerson, NBC4 News.